Hello everyone, this is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboo. Welcome along. I was going to record an Audioboo today. I did record this already, but the Android app being what it is, and it doesn't really work on my phone, so I had to delete it. Anyway, so here I go again. What I was actually going to cover is it's a topic quite close to me, to my heart, to how I feel about things. I've touched on it before, but I'm going to touch on it again. I grew up in a home, as one does, and I'm adopted, and my mum and dad adopted me, and my mum is an alcoholic, so I've grown up always knowing that she's obviously an alcoholic, and it's just, that's how it was. I grew up seeing her and wondering what was wrong with her, but when I was really young, I didn't really understand. So as I started to get older, I noticed her. She'd be in the kitchen doing the clothes washing, or she'd be in the kitchen doing the cooking or the ironing or whatever, cleaning, whatever. And she'd have a glass, a small little, I can still see it, a small little glass. And it would have a clear liquid in it, and she would tell me, oh, it's water, it's water. And I used to believe her when I was very young, and then as I started to get older, I'd say to her, oh, do I have to sniff it? Or, oh, can I have some? Or do I have to sniff it before I try it? And she'd be like, oh, no, blah, blah. So anyway, she would make excuses. I mean, I remember my nana and used to live with my uncle, and she used to come up on Saturdays, usually Saturday evening. So she'd come up on the Saturday evening and we'd have a meal or something. And even this is how bad it was, that we'd be having our meal and my mum would have to make an excuse to leave the table to go into the kitchen to take a swig or a drink of vodka, whiskey, you name it, she would probably have drunk it. And she'd do this over the series of the night, so by the end of the night she's totally blotto, and I just end up feeling like complete crap, basically. And I just think when she doesn't drink, and she wasn't drinking, and she was on the water or whatever. This is when she actually was water, or she was on the coffee or whatever. It was so different. And I used to just pray that we'd get through the day and she wouldn't drink. If she wanted to go, it used to be whenever I'd fear where when she's leaving the room, where is she going to do it? Is she going up to her bedroom? Has she got alcohol hidden away there? Has she got alcohol hidden away in the presses? They're all over the place. And I remember one time we got broken into and burgled, and we got home and there was bottles everywhere, and it's just the realism of that being what it was. And I thought to myself, I remember she even would. When I was younger, she would ask me for my pocket money. This is how bad it was. She would ask me for money. Oh, have you a lend of money? I can't get to the ATM. I don't know how to work it, blah, blah, blah. And it was so upsetting. I mean, I could never feel I could bring people home because it was the shame value, the embarrassment. They're going to see my mother as she is, and they're going to think bad of me and her. And my whole family, and my brother, I have an older brother and sister, but they were out, out with friends, and they were older than me, so they were different, And I just wished for so many years that, things could have been different. I used to hate Christmas Day. That was like the worst day ever because I could be sure no matter what would happen that she would be completely drunk and not even able to eat her dinner. And it just used to make me feel that I don't want to witness this. I don't want to see this. And maybe I do have a bad view of alcohol, but I can't help it. I've seen what it's done to not only my mum, but what it's done to our family. I remember one time she I remember I had a mobile phone, and basically the bill was, I don't know, it was quite high, or something. And my dad went mad about it. And then my mum came in and we had an argument and stuff like that. She went back into her bedroom and slipped and fell. And she dislocated her shoulder. They then tried to pin this down on me, saying she dislocated her shoulder because she was so angry and upset by you and all the things you were saying. I'm like, she was drinking. That's the reason she fell. Nothing to do with me. And I had enough. This went on for years. And I was, my life witnessing the bad side of alcohol. And I know alcohol isn't all bad and everyone who drinks isn't all bad. But I've seen the negative impacts of it and what it can do. And maybe I have seen what alcohol does, what addiction to alcohol does. And maybe it's just, I just can't be bothered drinking. I just don't see the attraction for me. I probably have seen the worst of alcohol. And I know not everyone that drinks ends up like my mother or has a dependency to it or whatever. I just feel, I don't know, I've seen what it does, what it can do, and how it can affect people. And for me, there's just no attraction to alcohol. I've, for the last 2 years, I've not gone to my parents for Christmas, and I dread the day. Even coming up all December, November, and I'm thinking, oh God, Christmas Day, I hate it. Because I know she's just going to be so drunk, and I have to stay overnight on Christmas night, and I hate it. When we moved out of our last place that we were living in, I had to move home for like a month, and I was so embarrassed. I was so ashamed that I was back there, and I could see nothing had changed, and nothing in my view will ever change with her. To me, she'll always be an alcoholic, and I just hate, I hate alcohol for what it's done. I hate how we used to go to the supermarket when it was me and her, when I was living at home. And I'd pray to get past the off-license bit without her going in. I'd want to stand there and shout and scream in front of the whole place, please don't go in there. Please don't buy anything. And then when we did get past there and she didn't go in, I could just feel the relief in that she wouldn't be drunk for the next few days. But when she does go in, I'd be just waiting for her to open this. You know, she'd buy one of these small little Nagin type, small little, vodka or whiskey or something. It'd be always a really cheap brand because that's what she could only buy. And I just used to hate. I can't emphasize the word strongly. But when I look back, and I still look back, and I just think I've seen everything that alcohol does. I get no joy out of it. I get no fun out of it. People say, oh, just have a drink. And I just can't. I just don't want to. I don't want to turn out like her. And I know that just because you have a drink, you won't necessarily become an alcoholic. But I don't want to that. I grew up being a child with a parent who has a dependency to alcohol, an addiction to alcohol. I don't want to ever go there. I don't want any children I have to witness the things I did, to see the same things I did. I just don't want that ever. And it's so hard. I used to hide in my room when I was a child because I didn't want to go downstairs because she was going to be like that. I mean, even now when I go home now and then, I just don't want to be around that. And I had to move out for my own sanity, for my own space. The fact that I couldn't live day by day knowing, is she going to be sober? Is she going to start drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning? Is she going to be still breathing at like 6 o'clock in the evening? I just can't do it. I really can't do it anymore. So I moved out. And I'm a lot happier since I've moved out. But even if I ring home, I try and ring home now and then in the morning time, because she won't be drinking. By the afternoon, I can tell if her speech is slurred. And yes, there probably are reasons why she's drinking, but only she can identify these issues and do something about it. I can't do it for her. And I can't put myself through this. I can't watch her anymore drinking herself silly and knowing that she's the only one that can change it. And I know that I so wish more than anything she wasn't drinking. I so wish more than anything she never drank when I was growing up. It is really difficult not to be able to bring people back. Or if you do bring people back, like I used to bring my friend back and we used to have sleepovers and stuff like that, I would just hope. I'd be asking my friend, just stay in the bedroom, just stay in the bedroom, don't go downstairs. And then my friend, if I stay with my friend in her house, which was like a home from home, it was like an escape. Her dad used to drop us back, and I'd be praying that he'd just drop me outside the house and let me go in myself. Because I think if he comes in and he didn't drink, he was a teetotal person, and he sees her, just the shame and the embarrassment, and just wanting to hide. And wanting, I remember years ago, I just wanted to, hide myself in my room and just never come out. So, anyway, I just wanted to touch on this, to explain probably just my feelings about alcohol, my feelings of what it's done to our family. And I don't know. I know that alcohol isn't all bad and people enjoy it and people like to have a drink and just to let go and all the rest of it. But I just can't do it. I can't. And I can't surround myself with people anymore that love that scene and love getting blottoed and love all that. I can't do that. I just can't, because I've got to think about myself. I've put up with that enough in my life that I'm not going to surround myself with people who do that right now. So anyway, I hope you found this interesting or informative, and I didn't bore you silly. So I hope you all have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye. Sorry, I did finish this, but I just wanted to add one more thing. If you do suffer with someone very close to you, whether it be a parent, a relative, partner, or who anyone that is dependent or is an alcoholic, you can feel free to contact me on Twitter, twitter.com/SundayTwist. You can send me a DM. You can follow me on there. I'll follow you back, and you can send me a DM, or you can send me a tweet or anything, and I'd be really happy to discuss anything that you want to discuss about it, and give you any help, advice, anything at all. You can also send me a message on audioboo.fm/ML, all one word. You can log in with your Twitter ID and you can send me a message on there. You can do a message that's longer than what you could be able to send on Twitter. Anyway, if you want, or you want to DM me and we can exchange emails, anything at all. So if you do want to talk to someone and you're suffering in a situation like this, feel free to contact me. Okay, take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.